It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hey, welcome to the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip. My name is Megan Tull, and today I'm going to be talking about five things I'd tell my younger self about life and business. Have you ever thought, if I only knew that sooner, I can only imagine how my life would be different today? Well, I took some time and thought about it. If I had an opportunity to share with my younger self some words of wisdom that I learned through my life and through my business experiences, I've narrowed it down to five things, and I want to share them with you today. So the first one is listen and be present. We're often so absorbed in what's going on in our lives and in our minds that we often are not present in the moment. We often miss out on tremendous opportunities, opportunities that the universe is providing us based on what we asked for. If you take the time to really listen to the people in your lives and your intuition, you will be amazed at what you can learn. So take a deep breath and relax and be present. Enjoy each moment of every day and enjoy all the opportunities that are in front of you. The second thing I would tell myself is to be grateful. Each of us have been blessed with so many things in our lives, things we often take for granted. It's so important to live each day with a grateful heart and to thank God or whoever the higher power is for you for all of your blessings each day. This is how I now start each day. I thank God for my family, my friends, my health, my opportunities, my business, which allows me to share my gifts with others, and I'm grateful for my faith. In going through this exercise each morning, I start my day from a place of peace and abundance. It allows me to continue my day in the same way. This is so powerful. The third thing I would tell myself is to don't be afraid to be you. I remember spending a great deal of my life trying to fit in and be like everybody else. It's okay to be different. God has blessed each of us with unique gifts and talents. It's our responsibility to develop our unique gifts and talents and then share them to help others. If you pretend to be someone you're not, to either fit in or to make someone else happy, you'll lead an unfulfilled life. So the sooner you get in touch with your passion or your unique gifts, the sooner you can live a life full of passion, joy, and abundance. The fourth thing I'd tell myself is to be courageous. Don't let fear stop you from going after what you really want in life. If you can dream it, you can achieve it. Get really clear on what you want and envision what it will be like to already have achieved it. Use those feelings to move you forward. And the fifth and final thing I would tell myself is to take inspired action. Use the vision you have for your life and let that motivate you to take inspired action each day towards your goals. By taking action, you'll begin to get results. With those results, you'll gain confidence, and that will fuel your belief in yourself. This newfound belief will inspire you to take a bigger action step to achieve bigger results, and your confidence will grow more and more through this process. Nothing is impossible. So those are the five things, the five bits of wisdom that I've gained over the years that I feel are most important that I would share with my younger self. And I think, you know, these are all relevant for those of you who are listening today to really, obtain your goals in your life and in your business. So I hope this was helpful for you today, and I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast, and I'd love to invite you over to take advantage of an incredible free gift that I have for you today, which is to take my Passion Belief Method assessment so you can learn what your level of passion is in your life and business, where you stand when it comes to your self-worth, your passion, and your relationship with money. All you have to do to take advantage of this wonderful gift is to go to www.pbmassessment.com. That's P as in Paul, B as in boy, M as in Mary, assessment.com. And you'll have to put in an access code, which is PBMROCKS in all caps. So enjoy the free gift, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week, same time, same place. So until then, be courageous, take inspired action, and be sure to share your gifts with the world. Bye-bye for now. Have an awesome day.
This has been your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.